When I was growing up, there were four channels on television. This globe you can see here represented something like the center of the culture. One might scoff at the idea of something as trite as television being at the center of things, and justly so. But perhaps I grew up in a time of triteness. BBC One was our gateway, not only into what was hip and happening in the present, but also a gateway into the past.
Now on One, we continue our season of films charting the years from 1939, when Britain was at war. This afternoon, John Mills, Bernard Lee and Richard Attenborough star in the epic film of Dunkirk.
Now, Generation Z, or Z if you're American, or if you prefer, Zoomers, did not have the fortune, or if you prefer, misfortune, of growing up in such a time with a center. Whereas I can remember the 56kb AOL dial-up internet of the late 1990s. And indeed, life before that, the Zoomer has lived their entire life online. Whereas I can recall a generally homogeneous culture with a centre, even if that centre was something as spiritually bankrupt as Blur versus Oasis or Manchester United winning the Premier League. For the Zoomer, culture has always been fragmented, heterogeneous, decentered, and on demand. Consequently, the typical Zoomer probably knows a lot about something specific and niche, let's say Japanese cartoons, while knowing absolutely nothing about culture more broadly. This is not because the Zoomer is an idiot, but rather because they have not had the opportunity to be sufficiently centered and grounded in a particular cultural mode. They are a monument of a failed education system and to the prior generations who have failed to pass on their heritage. Superficially, the Zoomer shares some characteristics with the cynical Gen Xer. Your typical Zoomer likes to say cringe, but unlike the Gen Xer, who has made peace with their cynical worldview, from which they derive a kind of certainty and therefore security, the Zoomer lacks sufficient grounding adequately to understand irony or sarcasm. Rather, the word cringe, for them, is adopted as a style and a defense mechanism against anyone looking too deeply at their insecure foundations. This search for a center also manifests itself in a certain full-on quality when the Zoomer thinks they have found one. They might easily oscillate to the extremes, whereas some people might have a single road to Damascus conversion in a lifetime, Zoomers might have three or four in a single year. Now I'm a communist, now I'm a fascist, now I'm a traditional Catholic, and so on and so forth. In fact, if we take the conventional political compass, Gen X Daria, in her cynicism, aims to avoid the extremes, which all require much too much of a leap of faith for her, and so she sticks to that little box around the centre, while the Zoomer is likely to occupy all four of the extreme corners. Because Zoomers do not want to draw attention to their own uncertainty and yearning for a centre, they have a number of copes and defence mechanisms. One tactic, for example, is to claim that nobody else gets them. That to get being a Zoomer, one has to be a Zoomer oneself. To get Zoomer humour, one has to be a Zoomer oneself.
Who painted the Mona Lisa? Mona Lisa?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Da Vinci?
What's that, Rick?
I love my grandkids.
Aww.
Psych, just kidding. My new catchphrase is, I don't give a f***.
Just get it! Just get it!
I'm Pickle Rick!
Ask me if I'm a truck.
are you a truck?
Corvette, hop in a motherfucking jet like that. Then we don't stand in my neck like that. They were like, pop, why you all like that? Why you talk like that? Why you all like that?
Well, I think it's safe to say that the other generations aren't exactly missing out, are they? This defense mechanism is, of course, a feeble bid for uniqueness, which is rightly mocked by everyone else. But one suspects that there is a genuine creativity and playfulness in the Zoomer that is utterly lacking in their earnest millennial counterparts, and it is more joyous than the purely negative, deconstructive tendencies of Gen X. It is also much too early to say what Zoomers will do or achieve, since they are still young and yet to mature. One suspects that they will form a type of cultural resistance to whatever hegemony the overbearing millennials try to impose on them, just as the Silent Generation did to the Greatest Generation in the sphere of culture. And I think that the Zoomers will operate in the realm of culture more than politics. We're still seeing the consequences of that cultural revolution that the Silent Generation ushered in the 1960s today. So to see the consequences of what the Zoomers will do in the next decade, you'll probably have to fast forward another 70 or 80 years.
Ask me if I'm a truck.
Are you a truck?
Ask me if I'm a truck.
Are you a truck?